went out to find them, only to find her son sleeping alone in the boat.
Fox's Michelle Pollino Rivera, known for her role on the TV show Glee, was 33. As coronavirus cases soar in much of the South and West, President Trump maintains it's because of the U.S. testing program, which he calls the best and biggest.
We have the lowest mortality, or just about the lowest mortality in the world. We're doing very well with vaccines, and we're doing very, very well with therapeutics.
As the president pushes for schools to reopen, Los Angeles and San Diego have announced they'll be fully virtual this fall. America's listening to Fox News.
Makes you wonder if we'll be able to celebrate things like Halloween.
In the last great invasion of the last great war, the greatest danger for one woman.
Cut it out. I mean, that's a funny bit, but I just get so annoyed with myself when I play the wrong thing.
Oh, it's okay, man. Your mouse has a fat pointer.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's so sensitive.
Hang on a second. Now I realize what my error was. I was looking for a specific bit. Can I restart?
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Take two.
This is Fox News. All of this news makes you wonder if we'll still be able to celebrate things like Halloween.
There is something evil lurking about in the shadows.
No.
Something so terrifying, the sound of it will send chills up your spine and put fear in your heart. It is a sound that has driven men and women alike to the brink of insanity, and you may be next. This Halloween, beware of Hillary Clinton in The Cackle. It can strike anywhere at any time. No one is immune to The Cackle. In theaters this Halloween, The Cackle. Rated PG-17. Republicans not admitted.
She's really got brain damage.
That is totally the cackle from the creepy doll in Saw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds just like that.
4 minutes after 5 o'clock, and now 60 seconds with Randall.
Hey, man, this thing about this new Halloween we're going to have, you can go as a new superhero. You can go as a nurse or a surgical doctor or bad folks. You know what I mean? All over the mask. And you can go as our Mayor Reed, but your mask be walked upside down. I mean, so, you know, you can't get no better than what's coming up this Halloween. And, I mean, it don't get no better than that, Greg.
I heard the mayor went to the doctor today, and he was the only one in there wearing a mask.
On the test, though, what they got. And everybody who's on unemployment, to go back to work, they're making you take a test. They want you, that's one of the stipulations for the government guidelines making the business do. And urgent care places like that, they got, once they get their 80 positive tests a day, they get to go home, they get to shut it down. And the test only takes 15 minutes, but it takes you about 6 hours to get to the line to get it. And so, not only are people, they only have to have symptoms no more. You go in there, you say you got to go back to work.
I'm sorry, time management, Randall. It's got to be that way because we got Brant coming up and it's 5 after 5.
Yeah.
Local news, Rich's forecast. It's hotter than hell. That's the current temperature.
Yes.
Let's see. I did the story about the NBA. Thank you, Mark Cumbie, for sending me that. I can't wait to see how this impacts all of this social justice in sports. We turn to sports to get away from all that. The real world is real enough. We don't need to have it mirrored back to us on the back of some $20 million a year player in any sport.
Not only that, but kids are watching, you know? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Meanwhile, Blue Exodus in Minneapolis, who can blame them? That state, you watch Minneapolis, New York, Seattle, Portland. They have been rioting there for 40 consecutive days.
Ooh.
They're burning down and yet... They got a liberal mayor in Portland and a 15-year-old girl running the state. Looks like she graduated from, you know, left U. It just goes on and on and on. I don't get it. I don't know why people are, if people are against it, their opinions have been mighty muted by the local media there and the national media. Who the hell would want to live with that? Every day, people getting killed, businesses getting burned, vandalized, and everything else. It's nuts. And I think the silent majority of this building watching this stuff, it's like our caller before said, California. Really? You can't sing in a church. It's like Bill de Blasio. Well, you know, giant riot, well, that's different. But we can't have more than 10 people in a church. You can't sing. Because of the coronavirus. It's amazing how it all works, isn't it? Mm-hmm. One place you can escape sports, news, everything is Fitzpatrick Greenhouses and come home with something. I invite Seth Spotlow to the witness stand.
Oh.
Because you, remember, look at the basket you were looking at yesterday, because that explosive basket of color.
Oh, man, it's so beautiful.
It really is. You go to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, first of all, they're open Tuesday through Saturday.
It looks like that.
Yeah.
It looks just like that.
Those are the colors, man. Let's see if
beautiful and bright, and they're just, it's probably tripled in size since I planted it in that pot.
Easily. They're like racing to grow, and they're just, the colors, it's not your imagination. And they know what they're doing out there, so everything they sell has been raised right and is colorful and bountiful. Quick example, we have this weird thing behind our living room window. It's like a, I hate to describe it this way, but it's about the size of a grave if you were to dig it up. That's how big this plot of dirt is. We had, the house came with a couple of gnarled up trees that nothing ever grew off of them except like poison oak, some green thing. And so I asked Clay Forer, I said, I need something for this area that can take sun, heat, water, whatever, that's a hardy plant. And I think that's what the blue salvia that we got. They're just doing phenomenally. First of all, we got rid of those ugly, gnarled up branches, thanks to Seth Spotlow, Muscle Inc., and planted these there, and they're growing, and they look fantastic.
It really does. Soon, it's going to cover your whole window, and it's just going to be pretty.
Yeah.
Look out.
I mean, it was a perfect choice, and I didn't even show Clay a picture of the area. We just needed something in there that would do well, and it's thriving. The prices are incredibly consumer-friendly. It's a cash check business. Okay. And the drive out there, 15, 20 minutes from Vaughan Road and the Boulevard, just past mile marker 22. You'll see them on your left. You're going to love Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, and I got the notes from other listeners to prove it. Brent McDonald will join us in a couple of minutes. I think it was a good day on Wall Street. It was on this Wall Street.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating an early morning homicide. They say 22-year-old Donald Collins Jr. of Montgomery was found shot to death about 2:15 this morning in the 900 block of Queensbury Drive. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Voting in tomorrow's runoff election may look a little different than years past. Due to the pandemic, voters will be given a pair of gloves as they enter, a mask if they don't have their own, and a disposable pen. Poll workers will also have personal protective equipment. Officials also are spacing out voters with a limited amount of people let in at a time. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Montgomery Counts is continuing efforts for a complete census count by opening the new local census headquarters, Census Central. It's located in Eastdale Mall near Cinnabon. A press conference and ribbon cutting for Census Central will be held this afternoon. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Politicians are ruining America. Well, no more. Barry Moore claims he's a Trump supporter, but Moore's biggest supporter spent $7 million against Trump in 2016. No more. Did Barry Moore actually support Trump? He didn't even vote for him in the 2016 primary. No more. Jeff Coleman is the game-changing outsider. No more politicians. No more Barry Moore.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Do you know the proper way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in your office? We do. We're Jana King, the king of clean, for over 30 years, and we've developed comprehensive programs to address proper cleaning and disinfection. We have experience in applying disinfecting programs in hospitals, office buildings, schools, and other venues. Now we're ready to help and able to assist customers that need disinfecting services. Go to JanieKingCleans.com now to learn more. That's JanieKingCleans.com.
Jana King. the king of clean.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The big story for the week ahead is going to continue to be the intense heat. And even at night, it doesn't cool off much. There'll be a few scattered storms that fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, high temperatures near 97 all 3 days. The heat index above the 105 danger range. We might be looking at a heat advisory. Widely scattered storms for a few lucky communities, but they will be few and far between. Rain chances do get a little bit better towards the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is 5:13 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We do the morning bell with Rich and Jay and Jesse to see how the market starts out. Off to a very optimistic start this morning, and then just looked at the final number, and it was fundamentally flat. So let's find out what's spooked Wall Street today with Mr. Wright on the money. Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon.
Hey, buddy. Good afternoon. So, first of all, how was your weekend?
You know what? They're all I was going to say this earlier. I want my normal back. And I got a piece of it today because I put on MLB Network at noon, and Christopher Russo and High Heat were back for the first time in 4 months. That shows a part of my daily routine. And just to see a goofball there, you know, hey, I love the guy. He's just him, you know? So that was kind of cool. But the whole world still seems a little surreal, too, on the other end. And we're trying to work around that.
Yeah. No, it really is. It's a crazy situation, you know, and hey, you know, I tell you what, buddy. Today is one of those days where I wish that the whole listening audience was on Zoom with me, you know, where we had thousands of people that could tune in Zoom to you and me, and we could talk about the charts and look at the markets because, you know, they say a picture's worth a thousand words. You know, I've talked a lot, Greg, about how the leadership in this market really has come from a select few names. We're talking about these sort of FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google. You can put Microsoft in there now, and you wouldn't believe the weightings these companies have now. I mean, it's really quite astounding. Early today, we saw this huge momentum trade continue, just like a locomotive running down the tracks. It's Apple and Amazon just ripping higher. I mean, Apple almost hit $400 a share today in the middle of the day, so intraday, around 400, but it ended up closing down on the day, and so did Amazon. So it was a wild swing. I think a lot of portfolio managers are really, really having a tough time in this market. Here's the reality. The economy, yes, it's improving, but it's still in very, very bad shape. And if it wasn't for roughly $4 trillion that's already been deployed, now the Fed is authorized to go up to $6 trillion, but we're talking $4 trillion, and by the end of this year, on this pace, the Fed's balance sheet is going to hit $10 trillion. If we continue at this pace, we're going to be roughly around $20 trillion in 3 years, and that's an absolute fact. So this has got the market really concerned. You can't really – it's tough to own treasuries right here. It's tough to own much of anything. So you're seeing money rotate slowly but surely out of these runaway tech names that have gotten very sort of frothy, extremely expensive on most valuation metrics. because this has been the hot trade coming out of this, you know, the trough from the virus. So, but if you look at the rest of the market, it has not done very well. Many people expect that we will see a rotation into some of these deep value names, probably a continuation into maybe commodities, metals, because the amount of stimulus that has been put into this economy is really breathtaking. As a matter of fact, it's the single largest increase of the Fed's balance sheet in the history of the country. The only other two would be the financial crisis, or really three, I guess, the financial crisis, World War II, and the Great Depression. But those pale in comparison to what we're doing right now. And let me tell you why this is so serious, because politicians, going back over the last 20 years, have made a lot of promises to the American people, whether it's unfunded liabilities, Social Security, what have you. When you look at military spending, you look at the interest on debt, you look at unfunded liabilities like Social Security and others, it's roughly now approaching 75% of the entire federal budget. So the budget deficit is continuing to explode higher. This is a real problem, and so it comes at a time where we've got all this social unrest. And there's a lot of nervousness out there, plus yeah. It's an election year. So are we going to tip over? You know, if Biden were to win, are we going to tip over, see tax rates go up, a hard move to the left, and then it's over, man. We're truly into socialism at that point.
Yeah.
And not even a little experiment of it. This is the real deal. So this has become very problematic. But, you know, hey, listen, we've managed money in environments that are crazy before in 32 years, my 32nd year. We've got some things that we're doing that you normally don't do, but you got to do them in an environment like this. So it's all about risk management. This is a tough environment.
Yeah, I do see these debt numbers. I want to ask you a quick question because we were talking earlier about, it seems like you talk about tone deaf, that the NBA assumes that all of its fans are big proponents of China and, you know, clowns like Colin Kaepernick. Yet they took an $890 million loss in the last quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
And it's out now that, in fact, I'm going to post it if I didn't already, you know, the fact that so much of their product is made by slave labor in China. For a company trying to show how woke they are, they don't seem to give a rat's butt about where their products are made and how much they're paid to make them. Interesting.
Yeah, isn't that the irony in all of this?
Yeah.
You know, all these profit margins that many of these huge American companies enjoy come on the backs of extremely cheap, very harsh labor camps over in Asia, mm-hmm. all over the place. You know, whether it was China. Started 20, 30 years ago. You can move into places like Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, communist country. So, you know, this is the real irony in all of this. Everyone enjoys all these profits and the ability to manufacture goods overseas with an unbelievably cheap labor. But then we get upset about things that happened in this country 100 years ago. So I
know. I think everybody shares the feeling like, damn, if I wish I could go back in time and change that. Nobody wants that. It happened long ago. And
you're exactly right. Nobody wants it. And I have tremendous friends all over this country, all kinds of colors. And race and background and whatnot, and I love them all, and they're great people, and we all scratch our heads talking about this together, so you know, I just, it's extremely frustrating for me, and it all comes at a time where you talked about Nike and the money they're losing. Mm-hmm. All these companies have lost a tremendous amount of money. They're out and they've issued record issuance of corporate bonds, junk bonds. I mean, the world is awash in unbelievable amounts of debt, and the federal government is running close to $1.5 trillion a year budget deficit. That continues to get bigger, and they want to do more stimulus. And, I mean, I just, this is not going to end well. Brent, there's only two options. So,
there's one company ahead. I would like to find out about. I don't know if they're listed on the exchange or not, but Goya Foods. I think if I were to buy stock in something right now, I would want to buy into them. Any way to look that up or?
Yeah, you know, so I'm familiar with the company and I know all about what's going on. That was one of the things I wanted to look at today is if they're a private company or if they're if that's a brand that's owned by a larger holding company.
Can you check and let us know tomorrow?
I haven't had a chance to do that. Yes.
We'll follow up with that tomorrow. I'll be very curious. Hey, if you get a tip, let me know. I might scrounge up. Well, I got to mail a check. I got to invest in our government Wednesday, so maybe after that.
Okay. That sounds good.
In the meantime, if you have never taken the time to sit down with a financial planner to look at how you budget your money and how you could do better with it and prepare for a rainy day or the next pandemic or whatever life is going to throw our way, you just don't know. But that just don't know fear is mitigated to a great extent by what you've done to prepare for it. And you begin that mitigation process by calling 387-0094 and just make an appointment. You don't have to bring money or anything. It's just to sit down and get your financial planning 101 lesson with Brent and become managerial about your money. Big step in life. You're going to feel better walking out because you've taken a very, very self-caring step in doing it. 387-0094. We'll get the Goya report with Brant tomorrow from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Thank you, Brant.
Take care, guys. We'll talk tomorrow.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I've read so much on the Washington Redskins name change. And the team, and from what I've read, Native Americans were not, like everything else, it's not, all of these name changes, all of this being done by white liberals.
Hello.
Well, the statement named the team the Code Talkers. They kind of do that in the huddle, I suppose. I still think Washington Foreskins is better, given what largely populates. Or how about, since Washington's, that name is going to be banned soon, especially if the liberals get into power, why not take a preemptive step and just name the team the DC Cabs? Ooh. After the Mr. T movie.
What?
From the 80s, yeah, kind of a silly film. 524. Oh, and I need to. Did I play this?
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Still like Red Tails, although after the elite group of African-American World War II fighter pilots.
That'd be awesome, but you'd know.
Yeah.
They'd find, somebody find something.
Yeah. Look, when you're determined to be miserable.
You're going
to
be miserable.
You have to look too hard. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, 525, it's Greg, Rosie, Seth. And we are in our silly segment here, so we're going to have a little fun after we check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on I-85 northbound headed out of Montgomery. Minor crash. This is going to be out past Chantilly Parkway, right near Pike Road underpass at Sherman Industries. Just use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles out there. We have a very busy boulevard this afternoon. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Taylor Road busy as well as all of the 31s, but no accidents in the Montgomery area that we know of to report to you at this time. Buckle up and drive carefully. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and keep you and your pets safe. Everything is wiped down. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we're in this together, Alabama.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, it took me a while, but I finally came up with a fabulous sale. For the first time ever, Mr. Sandman Mattress is having a, wait for it, we are having a last half of July sale. This is not to be confused with the Independence Day sale that we had the first half of July. New products are being added daily, and we are offering many mattresses, beds, adjustable bases, and headboards at prices that the competition will not beat. No interest financing is available, as well as 90-day layaway. We are now offering a no-credit-needed finance with no interest if paid in 90 days. Folks, Mr. Sandman offers more choices, including a nice selection of hybrids, memory foam, and latex sets. We are a low-key, friendly environment with really nice, no-pressure salespeople, all of whom have worked with me for at least a decade. We have mattresses in stock and offer prompt delivery, and yes, we will haul off your old mattress. Come save during our last half of July sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen.
You know what's not healthy? Stressing about work. Or maybe you're out of work. Stop. Hit reset. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. An emergency relief grant of up to $3,500 is available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. I've got vinyl kid proof seats.
Oh! I got the fake wood paddle, too.
Well, listen to that engine purr. This thing's got four cylinders. Well, this rocket's about to launch. So wrap your arms around my punch. Gonna fly through town just like a breeze. Then we're going to Chuck E. Cheese. Well, I am still a wild man. So why don't you come with me, little girl, in my magic minivan? I gotta go, babe. Gotta hit the road, babe. I gotta feel the wind in my toupee. Nose and ears. Well, I still have kinky sex every time I get my prostate checked. I got an attitude. I got a tattoo. It says my child is an honor student at Jefferson Middle School.
8:30 on Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Randy from Snowden is waiting.
Hey, gentlemen and ladies, how you doing today? Good, I hope.
Yes.
Well, you know, speaking about those foreskins, you know, us, even you, Greg, you've been in the South long enough that you're thick-skinned. You're definitely a thick-skinned man, wouldn't you say so?
Thick-skinned? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then why don't these Washington Redskins, why don't they name them Washington Thinskins? Because that's about what they are with the ball.
I like that. You know what? That is a zinger right there, and that's good. A good zinger. It's a good zinger. Nice work,
yeah.
Man.
Well, what's going to happen with the New Orleans Saints when they start getting Muslim football players on it, and they don't want their team to be called the Saints because they don't believe in Christianity? It could go on and on. You know that, Greg.
You know, there's nothing absurd in what you're saying. It's totally possible that a Muslim football player could be a star in college, get drafted by the Saints, and say no. Not while the team is named that. So, and create it. How many times have we seen this happen? And, you know, different, I'm not singling out Muslims per se, but we're seeing this everywhere now. Thin skins, though, that was brilliant. Thank you so much for the call, Randy. Let's talk for a minute about our straw poll.
Ooh.
We've done bunches of those in the many years we've been paying attention to political races. And I was stunned, especially since Facebook's been so benign. Oh, my God. Look at all the messages I've gotten. Let's see what Trish Murray sent. She's pretty hot, so we always... One minute inside a man's head. Don't take it seriously. We did a straw poll on the Sessions Tuberville runoff tomorrow, and we had, usually I hope to get about 200 reactions.
Last time I counted, the comments were at 650, and it was
it's over that. It's over 700.
Oh my goodness. It was 447 Tommy and 150 Jeff, and that was Saturday.
It was at least a 3-1 margin for Tuberville over Sessions. And I think you can kind of see that in the ads that we're hearing. I don't want to use the word desperate, but they're about as close as you can get without going over. Where is that thing?
There it is.
734.
Wow.
17 shares on that, too. So by about a 3-1 margin, Tuberville outpolls Jeff Sessions. And the ads can say whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. It's the percent. Look, we were taught this in radio. It has nothing to do with politics. Perceptions are realities. The perception with a lot of folks, and you can argue against this all day long if you want, the perception is that Jeff Sessions backstabbed Donald Trump. Day one. And we have been, as a result of that and other actions or inactions, have been treated to 3 years of bullcrap. Russia. They're still pushing that garbage. And we have seen nobody, and this is an indictment of Mr. Barr, Sessions' successor, we haven't seen anybody. How about indicting a pencil sharpener? Something that anybody. Just give us, we want a head on a platter that at least points to all this and said, this can't be allowed to happen, as Trump himself has said, no American president should ever spied on. And it was authorized by Barack Obama. Yet nothing. They sit around and shoot their mouths off all day long like, I didn't do anything. Sickening. It really is sickening. And it kind of starts there. Nothing was done. You know, if you're the head of the DOJ, you got to know Comey and all these other people. People that listened to Fox News or talk radio knew the whole thing was a setup, phony to begin with. The FISA court, we still haven't seen anybody even slapped on the wrist for abusing the system. Comey got fired. Big deal. He's made millions whining his ass off to the left-wing media and writing books that nobody buys except George Soros. Yeah, I'll order 500,000 of those. Don't bother to ship them because nobody's going to read them. Do you know anybody that's read any of these tell-all books? There's another one coming. Bolton, didn't that come and go awfully quick?
Oh, real fast.
Oh, this is the book that's going to bring down Trump. Bolton's going to spill the bit. What? Nothing. Nothing. Because nobody cares. But we do care about, if we're going to talk justice, let's talk about people who abused their power in a seditious, treasonous way. We're waiting for that. Still waiting. And that's the perception that Jeff Sessions is running against, fair or foul, right or wrong. And if I had to guess, I don't think he wins tomorrow.
No way.
And we'll see what shockwaves that sends.
I think your poll is going to be the best poll out there.
Well, I mean, it's this part of the state.
We'll see.
But it is, you know, these are our listeners are brilliant conservatives, and they don't forget. They don't forget. And if I had been asked and I wasn't, you think it's a good idea for me to run for my own seat? I would have said no. I don't. It's just the way it is. And it pains me to say that, because politics aside, he's a good man. He really is.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take any of this as personal or, attack the man. I'm just trying to explain from where I sit and all the people I talk to, day after day, week after week, month after month, and over the 3+ years of the Trump presidency, I'm just digesting and telling you what I've heard and how I see it. And sometimes that can be as accurate as any scientific poll. We'll just have to wait to find out. I was at Infusion earlier today enjoying Krauskin 3.0, which works immediately, and you should look into that if you want to lose some weight. But if you want to gain some flooring, Georgia Floors Direct is the place to go. And the reason I brought that up, it's mind-boggling. Almost anywhere you go in this town, whether it's a business or an apartment complex or somebody's home, your chances of standing on flooring that came from Georgia Floors Direct are really good. Because they've never tampered with a business model that's worked from day one, where they bring in popular styles of flooring. This is not, it's a huge warehouse. But it's not where unwanted flooring goes to find a home. It's where the popular styles and trends in flooring go at a wholesale price, installed by a team that Georgia Floors Direct has built and cultivated over the years, so you can depend on not only a wholesale price, but an outstanding outcome. It's that simple. They can do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers. And basically, if you can't find the flooring you're interested in at Georgia Floors Direct, it probably hasn't been made. Plus, you got Dave the Rugman there. If you go to the Georgia Floors Facebook page, take a look at what Dave the Rugman did there with the Alabama logo. That is a beautiful, that is a work of art, whether you like Alabama or not. The cart, we're talking about just the look of the carpet that Dave created. He's the only one in town that can do that by hand. Check it all out. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for 50 years. Jeff Balanson and his merry band of flooriers welcome you to their location across from Lowe's on the Boulevard at 540.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got several accidents to tell you about. I-85 northbound. This is going to be a couple of miles past Chantilly Parkway around mile marker 13 at Sherman Industries. Accident there. We're seeing a backup in traffic on 85 northbound. On the Eastern Boulevard, traveling eastbound as you pass Vaughn Road, almost in front of Cohen's, we have an accident there. A moderate crash is what they're calling it. It's going to take them a few minutes to get that one out of the way. And exiting I-85 onto Arba Street, that first exit out of the interchange, there is a car fire at the top of the ramp. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We're very busy all over the city right now. Keep it here for updates. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit the showroom or shop online, ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere, out to eat or summer vacation. Watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, and Compass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
SSQ with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating an early morning homicide. They say 22-year-old Donald Collins Jr. of Montgomery was found shot to death about 2:15 this morning in the 900 block of Queensbury Drive. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery Counts is continuing efforts for a complete census count by opening the new local census headquarters, Census Central. It's located in Eastdale Mall near Cinnabon. A press conference and ribbon cutting for Census Central will be held this afternoon. Voting in tomorrow's runoff election may look a little different than years past. Due to the pandemic, voters will be given a pair of gloves as they enter, a mask if they don't have their own, and a disposable pen. Poll workers will also have personal protective equipment. Officials also are spacing out voters with a limited amount of people let in at a time. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. I'm LSSQ for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The big story for the week ahead is going to continue to be the intense heat. And even at night, it doesn't cool off much. There'll be a few scattered storms that fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, high temperatures near 97 all 3 days. The heat index above the 105 danger range. We might be looking at a heat advisory. Widely scattered storms for a few lucky communities, but they will be few and far between. Rain chances do get a little bit better towards the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get close to me,
oh, baby. It's hot outside.
Stop pulling away.
It's hot outside.
I wanna cuddle.
I just made a sweat.
Won't you hold me?
I'd rather be in the AC.
Your armpits do look a bit soaked.
I think I'm getting heat stroke.
I guess my mouth is a little dry.
Pretty soon I'm gonna be
well,
fried.
Well, fine, let's go in.
Oh, thank you, woman.
Baby, it's hot outside.
Trending on Twitter, the Goya Challenge. Buy Goya products for use at home, but buy them, donate them to food banks, homeless shelters. Got to support that company, man.
Man.
You know, how many CEOs have had the balls to stick their neck out and say, you know what, he's doing a good job? That's my opinion. And these, I hate the term mob because it's so overused, but damn, it's amazing how much racket a relatively small group of people can make when they have the media in their pockets. And I mean that in every sense of the word. It's no coincidence that they all kind of happen to say the same thing at the same time. Yeah. All right, lecture over. We have a very special occasion to celebrate, don't we?
Yes, we do. And it is my lovely little girl's birthday. Rose, happy birthday. She's the big four today. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wow.
Yes. Baby, well, I love you.
And we're going to do more than that. We're going to play the special birthday song where we sing along at the end.
Ooh.
Yes.
You have to be a VIP to get that.
Yeah.
Or a relative. So here you go, Rose, from all of us. You know what I... You're not going to believe what I just did. Oh, my God. I can't believe what I just did.
What'd you do?
You know that little hot outside thing we just played?
Yeah.
For some reason, it was still on the pointer of my mouse. And when I went to hit the birthday clip we wanted to play, it pasted it over what we wanted to play, which you'll learn the system. It's,
however, does that mean it's gone? You have another copy.
Yeah, you're fast.
Now, Chicago says in the song Saturday in the Park, all is not lost. In fact, here it is, and I'm going to paste it back in where it belongs, and we can do it.
And all across the land they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing. Happy birthday, Rose.
Yay. Yeah. Happy birthday, Rose.
Love you, baby. Yay.
We always have time for moments like that
yes.
on this show. Let it be said. Let it be Seth.
Oh. And little Rose and big Rosie.
Yes.
Adult topic coming up
all right,
shortly.
That's enough.
Shortly. Now, it's kind of a silly thing. We touched on it briefly this morning. We occasionally get naughty there, too, at 548. John Lee Paints. We can talk about John Lee Paints.
Yes,
we used the solar proof.
Man, looks great.
It does.
One coat covered.
One coat covered, and guess what? We used the solar proof because we painted exterior and sun-exposed parts of the house. And it's amazing. You get what you pay for when it comes to paint. And it doesn't mean it costs you an arm and a leg to get solar proof or Richard's paint for your interior at John Lee Paints. But there's a reason professionals buy that. Because when they look at a room or a front door or a mailbox post like we just did, they know, without even calculating how much time it'll take to paint that area once. And that's all any painter really wants to do. That includes do-it-yourselfers. Why would you want to paint a room twice if you didn't have to? So you spend a couple of extra bucks and get a paint that's going to get that job done. That's what Richards does for your interior and Solar Proof does for the outside. Meanwhile, any questions you have about what brushes and rollers to use, what kind of surface, how do I patch, and so forth, they can answer all of that and sell you what you need at this great location that for 4-plus decades has been at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, solving problems for the pros and do-it-yourselfers. John Lee Paints. When you stop by, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Rioting, looting, vandalism. It's getting out of control. And liberal Soros-backed judges and prosecutors giving them a free ride makes it worse. That's why Republicans need to re-elect Judge Beth Kellum to the Court of Criminal Appeals on Tuesday. Beth Kellum. Tough, strong, conservative. Beth Kellum stands with our police in the fight against the criminal element burning down our cities and with law-abiding citizens protecting their families.
I'm Judge Beth Kellum. When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. The tough part is separating fact from fiction. That's where experience counts.
Judge Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and the conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Judge Beth Kellum. Keep Alabama safe. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery 36124. BethKellum.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
I'm Barry Moore and I want to represent you in Congress. Others say they support Donald Trump, but I've done it. Sign a term limits pledge, I've done it. Some say they'll fight for conservative values, I've done it. Support our farmers. I grew up on a farm. I have a degree in agriculture. I've done it. While many say they support our military, I have served. I am the only veteran in this race. Political candidates say they will do a lot of things. On July 14th, vote for Barry Moore, who's done it. I'm Barry Moore, Trump Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
A good listen makes for great company, and Audible is here for you. Whether you want to stay productive, learn something new, or grab some me time, Audible has a title for you. You can listen anytime, while you're cooking, staying fit, or with the whole family on Alexa. From new releases in every genre to motivation, business, languages, and guided wellness and sleep, you set your goals and let Audible help you reach them. Discover why millions of people are listening to Audible every month and find out how to get your first audiobook free at audible.com.
Summer memories. You can make them just as easily in your own backyard, like sharing your secret burger recipe with your kid and showing them how to cook it just right, or just chilling with the family and figuring out the constellations. Lowe's? Well, we'd like to help you make it happen with free delivery on grills $3.98 or more and Yeti drinkware starting at just $24.99. Ah, yeah, it's summer. Shop Lowe's.com and make your backyard the best it can be. While supplies last, applies to standard delivery in U.S. only. Purchase threshold calculated before taxes, after applicable discounts, if any. More fees may apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Dave, what's wrong?
Oh, I'm having trouble with my iPhone again.
Ask Siri to help.
Well, that's the trouble. I downloaded the Siri update, and now I get this.
What do you want?
What happened to Siri?
She changed her name. She's now called Surly. Surly, can you call my house?
Stop bothering me. My show is on.
Surly? Please call my house?
Dave, please die.
See, that's what I get. And I can't figure out how to change it back.
Here, let me try. Surly, look up change iPhone settings.
Four brains. Give the phone back to Dave.
Well, that didn't go very well.
Yeah, looks like I'm going to be here for a while. Surly, please call my wife.
What shall I call her? Slut. Tramp. Hooker. Skank. Snake. Skis, skankadactyl, Venus guy trap.
Yeah, regular I'm just going to use the phone in that gas station over there.
The iPhone, helping you stay connected in a digital world.
5:54 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Years ago, there was a... This is what happens when the government tries to run a business, that a brothel in Nevada, a legal brothel.
Okay.
Got busted for non-payment of taxes or something, so the federal government came in and
seized the assets.
Yeah. Seized those assets. And so the point being, it wasn't long before they just closed it down, because not even the government can step into a situation where there's demand and supply and make money. They just don't know. They're not business people. It's another reason they hate Trump, because they can't do what he does and has done so brilliantly.
They can't control him.
No.
Or his tweets.
So in that same spirit, taking a look at this club, this adult entertainment club in Niagara Falls, New York, that, under government guidance, has been allowed to reopen. You can have a drink there, you can have lunch, you can have dinner, but no strippers in a strip club, basically.
Hey there, gentlemen. Welcome to the Sundowner, Niagara Falls Strip Club on Lundy's Lane, that's opening without live entertainment. That's right, on stage one, it's Nihility. Take a look on stage two for Cypher. And on stage three, the triplets, Zip, Zilch, and Zot. And coming up on stage four right now, the great Nobody. That's right, nobody will do a table dance, and nobody wants you to have a great time. Hey, and don't forget to tip your waitstaff.
So isn't that nice of local government to say, well, You can reopen with these modifications, but no naked people.
That's what?
Which is kind of why they were in business in the first place.
Yeah, just would have been better off leaving them alone.
And I want to be real clear that addressing this club situation is neither an endorsement or a personal approval of that kind of behavior.
What a bunch of crap.
Mostly. Hey, when it's this hot, you don't want to walk into a house that's as hot on the inside as it is on the outside. The way to keep that from happening is to get yourself a Clark's Club membership. For some reason, though, maybe it's the heat. I can't remember the number.
277-2125.
That sounds familiar. Could you repeat it?
277-2125.
Right.
Yeah.
When you call that number, first of all, go all the way. Get yourself a membership. Get two annual tune-ups, money you will make back on an efficiently running AC system, and the guarantee that if something goes wrong, you get a discount on parts and labor. And if you need a plumber, they hire the best in both fields. They're on the way. 24/7, 365, a sense of security that you cannot put a price tag on. And their workers are not only the best at what they do, they're darn good human beings, too. You'll love having them in your home. You'll know. You'll know when you meet them. You'll know. Your intuition will say they know what they're doing. And they're good guys and good women. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's.
277-2125.
Or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number.
99004.
All right. We got to get out of here, and I will see you in the morning. Maybe.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have that accident on I-85 northbound. This is going to be a couple of miles past Chantilly Parkway, mile marker 13. Use caution there. A little bit of a backup on 85 northbound. Busy around the boulevard. We've got mostly moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. The accident on the Eastern Boulevard just past Vaughn Road near Cohen's. We believe they've got that into a parking lot now. And we also believe they have made quick work of the fire, the car fire at the top of the ramp at Arba Street. Other than those, we have no new accidents to report to you at this time. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Enroll now for fall classes at Trenum State. Your future's waiting. Go to trenumstate.edu and change your life. Trenum State for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Most of us have not been driving as much as usual, so please pay more attention, as some drivers may be a bit rusty. Should you have the need, dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Politicians are ruining America. Well, no more. Barry Moore.